The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Chosen. Happy Tuesday. That feels like a Monday. That feels like also like a Thursday. How is everyone doing? It is blizzarding here in New York. It's just like so not the vibe, you know? Like,
it's I just got back from Mexico.
Like, fuck off.
Oh, we're on totally different wavelengths because we're expecting a cold front this week and it's just not coming fast enough for your girl.
Well, that I understand because like you decided to live in Florida for some reason and it's like so hot and miserable. So of course you would be looking forward to a cold front.
Okay. So if you're not looking for Mexican climate, Floridian climate, nor New York climate right now, what are you looking for, turd?
No, it's a good question. I am looking for 65 and sunny. I am always looking for 65 and sunny.
Yeah. I think like San Diego is always 65 and sunny.
Not Ben Soffer being in San Diego right now.
Of course. Classic Ben.
You want to hear the craziest thing? I mean, you know it already because I told you. But yeah. Ben and I were in Mexico together and we flew home separately. I flew home to New York. He flew to San Diego. And we both have the same suitcase. It's a black Away carry-on. And when we got out of the car, we were like, by the way, make sure we have each other's correct bags before we get on the plane because we're going on separate planes. And my plane is literally taking off and Ben calls me and he's like, I have your bag.
I thought you checked. What did the check entail? That could be wrong.
We didn't check.
Oh, but you said, make sure you have your right bag.
Yeah, we were like later before we like, you know, officially part ways. Let's make sure.
Yeah.
We didn't. For me, like, I don't really care because I'm going home. I have everything I need at home, you know. Ben is going on a week-long work trip, speaking at a conference this morning with literally a suitcase full of bathing suits and cover-ups and like sparkly dresses.
Well, he could sell your wares and buy some things for himself.
So he hit up a Nordstrom Rack last night.
Beautiful.
He said he got some great things.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he loved the opportunity to do a last minute shop.
But like, when I tell you, Ben doesn't panic really ever. He's stressed. And I was honestly like, you're being a little dramatic. Like, you're not going to a third world country. Like, you're going to California, go to a mall. You're a boy. You're not going to a gala. Like, you're speaking at a conference. Buy a button down and some jeans. Like, please. And he was really being like, ask the flight attendant if they could turn. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Ask the flight attendant if they can turn.
He was being like so nuts. And I was like, listen, I know it's not ideal, but like, you need to get a grip. Now, if it had been me, totally different. Like, makeup, glam, like, so different for girls. For a boy, I really wanted to be like, grow up.
Yeah. Still, you're headed towards civilization. You can replace some things, but it's not about like, will I be able to access a dress? It's like, it's the dress.
No, he's like podcasting. Like, what do you wear on a podcast? Like, literally a t-shirt. Please. Please.
Yeah. If you were going to LA for like a week of podcasting and you lost your things, it would be extremely inconvenient, but like you would survive.
No, I would spend 1 hour at the Beverly Center and I would be completely fine. At Bloomingdale's, a Macy's, like, please.
Yeah, Ben will be fine and he loves to shop.
Loves. Now, I want to preface that I'm not sick and I'm not crying either.
But you are?
Hoarse.
And do you jewel?
No.
Wow. So what's the point of not jeweling if you're still going to get a hoarse voice?
I just spent like the whole weekend screaming and not getting a lot of sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm like really not okay.
Are you sticky shoes? Have you given it a spin?
Honestly, I'm a little far gone. Sticky shoes, like I just sound bad.
We'll take a listen.
Okay. My sticky shoes.
That's pretty good.
It's giving like Louis Armstrong. Right?
It is giving Louis Armstrong.
Oh my God. I'm deceased and a half. And I know everyone's like, Claudia, you were on vacation in Mexico. How do you come back more tired? This was not an ordinary trip. Like, it wasn't relaxing in the slightest. I'm overloaded, candy coated. My life's imploding now. I'm good and broken.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you overloaded with? But yes, I understand.
No, I'm good and broken.
I understand you're good and broken. Well, that's good. It looks like you had a jolly good time.
I had a blast. Like, seriously, just a...
So this is the price that you pay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, like, we don't feel sorry.
No, I'm not looking for sympathy. I am not looking for sympathy. I just...
Okay, cool.
I cannot stress that enough. Like, no, I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just deeply unwell.
Tell us about your trip.
It was amazing. My friend Crystal throws every year like a major birthday party for herself, but it's really like not for her. It's for everyone. Cause like, I feel like we all have more fun than her because we're just like enjoying and she's planning for everyone.
Right.
And this year was no different. This is like my fifth year going. She's such a fucking legend. And she just like went all out. It was like 4 days, just party, party, party. And like so many of her friends from LA who are my friends from LA, like I got to see and I never get to see them. Got to meet new people. I met Tinks. And let me tell you.
We know. Tell us everything.
I'm obsessed. Like,
you have a new best friend?
No.
Is my...
I don't even think I could... you're out. You out. Tinks
I'm
in.
I'm out for 2024.
2024 out.
Tinks in.
Tinks is in. But like, I wouldn't say we're best friends because like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, she probably thinks I'm a freak, you know?
You don't think she's going on her podcast today talking about you?
Honestly, she might.
Yeah, it just depends, you know, what she likes to talk about.
Right. I actually feel like she...
Her personal life.
Yeah, I actually feel like on her podcast, like, she helps other people with, like, their problems. It's more, like, advice than, like, here's what I did. This is, hey, look at me, you know?
If you want, you could write into her podcast if you need some friendly advice.
Hey, I met this girl. No, I just had the best time. Like, the weather was perfect. I really worked so hard on my outfits because Crystal themes every night. So the themes were like disco, Playboy Club, and like white party. So you have to, and everybody really does the most. So you don't want to be someone who's like just wearing something from Amazon. You know, you have to like really work hard. I spent like 2 weeks on my outfits. I feel like I really crushed it in every sense. And I just had so much fun. I'm like so upset that it's over. And I don't know what to do. Like, I'll never be the same.
Well, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
So true.
And look back on the memories.
In the words of Fall Out Boy, thanks for the memories.
Thanks, Crystal and Tinks.
Yeah, literally. No, I had so much fun. Worth like what I'm experiencing right now, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, that's it.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you back.
How was your long weekend?
It was lovely. It was really a nice weekend spent with family and friends. Quite different from yours,
no.
But
no, I was with family and friends too. Tinks is like family to me.
No, but it was really nice. It was nice to be off from the show. Missed the show. Missed your girl.
And a lot happened.
A lot did happen. So we will get into it in the stories. I finished The Crown.
Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it. It was really a highlight of my weekend. I have to say, I texted you because I just thoroughly enjoyed this season. And we have a royal story, so I'll put some of my thoughts in there. And then when you finish, we can do a whole thing because it was just a delight.
So we have a royal story. Do we also have a Kristen Juszczyk story?
Of course. Okay. The name on everybody's lips this weekend was Kristen Juszczyk.
The name on everybody's lips this weekend was Kristen Juszczyk. Juszczyk.
She's in the running for Queenie of the Week.
By the way, we totally forgot to do Weenie of the Week last week.
I know.
We have to like set a reminder because it's just
maybe it'll be bi-weekly.
It's like not in our DNA yet. Like, dear toasters, like I wake up on Wednesday and I know.
Yeah.
This is so new. Like, of course, we forgot the second time we were supposed to do it. Like,
we'll get our sea legs soon.
Yeah, she is in the running for Queenie of the Week. I have to like also start keeping it top of mind for me, like when we're talking about people or just when I'm experiencing things.
Yeah, actually, well, also with award show right now, like it's ripe with fodder for Weenie and Queenie.
My Queenie of the Week is probably Tinks.
Your Queenie of the Year.
Queenie of my life.
That's so crazy. I feel like that's, what's it like? It's like Sweet Life on Deck of Hannah Montana.
Yes. That's so Sweet Life.
That's so Sweet Life of Hannah Montana. It's, that's what it is. It's the crossover of a generation.
I just feel like she's like West Coast Turney. Like, we're two girls with nicknames. We're like millennial icons. Like, I really feel that way.
Do you find that you guys are really similar, or you are like magnets and you're attracted because of your differences?
I actually don't think we're similar at all, except that like we both share this sort of love and obsession for gossip, you know?
Yeah.
But that's like a universal thing. I actually think we're very different.
On a personality level.
On a personality level, actually, no. I feel like we're really like twin flames.
But in a similar way or in an attracted way?
I don't know. Like, these questions are too deep. Like, we just got along, you know?
No, but I'm asking, like, was she boisterous like Turdy? Or did she balance Turdy?
Was she boisterous like Turdy? I don't know. I'm, like, forgetting. I'm, like, blacking out because it was, like, too much. No, she's boisterous. She's boisterous. But she's different because, like, we're both funny. But I'm, like, absurdly funny and, like a little wild funny. And she's, like, very smart funny. Actually, she kind of reminds me of you, which is perhaps why we got along so well.
I knew there was a compliment in there for me somewhere.
Yeah, she's, like, witty. Like, you know, she went to, like, grad school.
Yeah. What did she study?
Fashion, right? Journalism.
Awesome.
Yeah, like real, like, and she went to Stanford, like, smart.
Smart.
And she's, like, decided to use her talents, like, for humor.
You like your friends smart.
Yeah, I do.
You surround yourself with smart people.
Do I?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like your high school friends are smart.
Yeah, they are, they are. Maybe I'm just, like, a smart person who lifts up other smart people.
You are what you attract. What are they? What's the saying?
I don't chase. I attract. What is mine will find me. That, like, doesn't really work here.
Also, in The Crown, the queen kind of, like, told William, like, a line that came right out of TikTok.
Say it.
Like, that sometimes happens. I'll be watching a show. I'm like, they didn't talk like that. But she said.
Did she say, William, you are giving main character energy?
She might as well. She said, William, what's meant for you won't pass you by.
Okay, that's, like, not that TikTok-y.
But when she said it, it made sense. Like, it was only after that I'm like, oh, that's, like, what they say. That's meant for me will find me.
Yeah, it does sound like that classic chant.
Yeah, the manifestation.
Yeah.
What's meant for me will find me. But, of course, the queen made it just exceptional.
On a totally separate note, on my flight home yesterday, I unfollowed almost 100 people.
4K.
I just, like, was getting a little out of control, like a little willy-nilly with, like, my follows, you know? And I felt like my feed was filled with people I didn't want to fucking see.
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking, because before I would unfollow someone, especially if they, like, followed me back, I would be like, oh, this is, like, going to start a problem. They're going to think I'm, like, mad at them or I don't like them. And that's just not the case, you know? Like, not everyone's content is going to serve you at all different times of your life, you know?
Who were the kinds of people that you unfollowed? Influencers, celebrities, or friends? Former, like, you know, old high school people?
No. I didn't follow. You really can't.
Those people who you follow, like, you're locked in for life.
I didn't unfollow anyone from, like, high school or college. Like, it was influencers, celebs, content creators, like, people with platforms.
Drop the names.
And so, like, some of them I followed because they followed me. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And that's, like, what we call mutuals, you know? But then I was just like, this content doesn't serve me. And so I posted this thing on my Instagram being like, why can't we start, like, unfollowing people and not have it mean something? Like, I don't hate you. It's just like, your content's not for me.
And you wouldn't want to hit them with the mute?
So then everyone was like, I totally agree with this, but then that's why the mute button. But then I'm like, okay, we're really going to, like,
be, like, so phony and keep up appearances because, like, you don't want to, because you just don't want to follow someone.
And we're going to tiptoe around people's feelings. Like, maybe, like I don't know. I just don't agree, like, with babying everyone.
And what's the kind of content that no longer serves you? Did you notice a theme? Is it people who are, like, what are question. They doing?
That's an amazing question. Well, I just think, like, I followed a lot of people who were, like, at the time when I followed them, like, really relevant in the culture.
Like, they were on a Netflix show and then you became obsessed, so you followed. And now it's like, I don't care what they're up to.
Exactly.
Understood. You want to name names or nah?
No. But, like, if you notice that I unfollowed you, you're one of the 100, like, just know, like, I still have love in my heart for you. It's really, like, it's not that deep. I think we really need to, like, desensitize ourselves to being unfollowed. And then somebody messaged me and she, like, agreed with me. She was like, no, Turdy, I totally feel this. Like, I literally unfollowed you last year because, like, your content didn't serve me anymore. And then I became a toaster, so I refollowed you and, like, now I'm loving it. I was like, okay, wait.
This can't apply to me.
Wait a damn minute. But no, like, she's right.
Yeah. That hurts, though. It hurts when it's like,
no, she threw,
comes back.
She threw that shit back in my face.
Yeah.
But she's not wrong.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it, you have to be able to accept it as well.
So my heart goes out to the 100.
The 100 fallen follows.
And, like, maybe our, like, we will be reunited.
We salute you.
Thank you for your service. Not everything is meant to last forever, you know?
Yeah, so what, like, who else vibes?
No, and then I just, like, then I was like looking at people who like followed 3,000 people, just like I was checking. I'm like, oh, does this person still follow me? Because if they do, like maybe I won't follow. And I'm like, wow, you follow 4,000 people? Like you have no scruples. Like you have no standards. Like that's so many people.
No point were you worried about your number or like your ratio, which a ratio is not a thing when you have 3 million followers.
No. But like, I think I was at like 650.
And what are you at now?
Like 550. So right, I just,
because you unfollowed 100.
Right. I just feel like 650 is like a lot of people to be following. And I
need to look at mine now.
Oh, and by the way, Instagram has this new thing, Jackie, look at me. Go to who you're following.
And they tell you who you least interact with?
Yes, Ansel Elgort was my number one least interacted. I didn't even know that I followed him.
Oh, my least interacted, Elsa Hosk.
See, like, that's weird that you follow her now.
She has good style and pleasant content. I feel like I see it all the time. How is she my least interacted with?
I like that. They, like, let me know who I don't see.
I've seen this a lot, but it's like there's a reason I don't interact with them, but I don't mind following them.
Well, I found that little tab extremely helpful in the, you know, the 100.
Yeah. I follow, what did I say, 650, 649. I'm okay with that.
But I want to continue to be like fast and loose with my follows. So I had to make some room, you know?
Yeah, so you do care about the number.
Just a little bit. Not so much. Like Margo is obsessed with 500. If she meets someone new and wants to follow them, she will go find someone else to unfollow, to go to 499, and then go to 500 to follow that new person. Like, that's sick.
She's cutthroat.
Like, I feel like that's nuts, you know? Like, I don't want to limit the amount of love I can receive, you know? But I got a little out of control.
Okay, well, I don't think there should really be a limit. I mean, I guess if you're following in the thousands, it's like, do we mean nothing to you?
Right.
But I feel like up until 1,000, there's room.
What are your thoughts on unfollowing people who have passed away?
You just have to, like, rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Well, I feel like if it's someone you know,
like, I feel like it's impossible to do. But when it's a celebrity, like, you just kind of have to, like, look away and unfollow and then move on.
Yeah, like, I did not unfollow Virgil Abloh. But mostly because he, before he passed, followed me, so.
Does the estate of Virgil Abloh use his account?
No, it's, like, it's not active. It's in the done. Slightest. Yeah.
Got it. Because sometimes the estate then is, like.
No. For a while, like, Melissa Rivers was updating Joan's Instagram.
Yeah. I think that you can unfollow. Obviously, it's not like the minute they die, rip, unfollow.
Yeah.
But as you comb through your followers, oh, this person is passed.
And so will I.
I'm just going to do like a quick unfollow.
Painful. Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it is. But so it's more personal than comedy.
It is. Well, I just wanted to put that out there. If you're part of the 100, I love you still. Like,
maybe they'll start a support group.
Or like a hate page for me.
Well, they could just join one.
Yeah, it's so true. You don't need to build it. It's already
if
there.
If you build it, they will come.
So we've got a great show. I'm like lit for the stories.
Yeah, we could get into the stories. It's time because we're recording late today and we've got to get the people the episode.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to apologize.
So we can't really dilly-dally.
Today's episode is out far later than our usual time. Like, your girl needed to sleep.
Yeah. So without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Hinge. Hinge is the dating app that's designed to be deleted. Why? Well, Hinge gives you a sense of someone's personality and lets you share your own. You get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts. Plus, you get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. I feel like everyone knows, like, if you're serious about dating, like, you're looking for a real relationship, Hinge is the place to go. And we're actually sitting down with kind of a Hinge celebrity.
Yes, my big interview. I met my husband on Hinge. Well, thanks to Hinge is how we got together, and we wouldn't probably not be together, at least in the time frame that we were together, without Hinge. And I recommend everyone go on Hinge. Anyone who asks me for dating advice, they want to settle down, they want to be in a relationship, I'm like, get on Hinge. First of all, you need to be on the apps, you need to get out there, but Hinge is the app for serious people.
Real deal.
Who want serious relationships. Yeah.
So download Hinge and find someone who's worth deleting the app for. I feel like a lot of people's resolutions is like getting serious about dating. Or if they like have been through a breakup and they haven't been able to put themselves out there, now is like the time of year where they really want to get started again. And I love this. Like, I love that Hinge is running our ads with us in January because it's the perfect time to get back on the app, get more serious about it, and commit yourself to like being in a relationship this year. I love that.
Yeah, you could be serious by summer. You can have a... I'm just a summer girl. I wear my flip flops.
And like have a boyfriend over the, like a boyfriend in the summer, greater than not having a boyfriend in the
and
summer.
And then like spending the holidays together. Are we getting engaged? I don't know. Hopefully.
Today's episode is brought to you by Legacy Box as well. So if you grew up in a similar time frame that Jackie and I did, you have like a big fat stack of VHS tapes in your basement, in your attic, like probably being destroyed because you don't even know like your basement is flooded. Some people grew up in like a camcorder reels era. Like we were VHS girlies, and the amount of money like we had spent over the years like trying to get these VHSs transferred into like something we could possibly watch them on is so dumb. Legacy Box came in, changed the game. They make digitizing your old home videos and tapes so, so easy. Simply send your legacy box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, pictures, and get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's literally like magic. And when you go to legacybox.com/toast, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is super easy. Fill it up with the tapes. They do VHS, they do camcorder, they do old pictures, and their team will professionally digitize everything by hand. It's all done in the US, and you'll get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. We got a thumb drive. So easy. We just did, was it your and Olivia's bat mitzvah montage?
Yes.
You guys, it was so major. We watched it. We were like crying, laughing. It was just the best. Such a good gift too for someone in your life, like a grandparent or a sibling. So kick off the new year.
Or your parents, because your parents were the ones who filmed all of it.
Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/toast to save 50% off. Buy today. Send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/toast. Legacybox.com/toast.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome.
Our first story, the name on everybody's lips this weekend, Kristen Juszczyk, the wife of 49er star Kyle Juszczyk, designed a custom coat for Taylor Swift to wear to the freezing cold Kansas City Chiefs game. And Taylor, it was one of her best looks ever. Everyone
it was
like, who made that coat? And Kyle Juszczyk was going to let you know that it was his wife if you didn't already follow her. But now I think around 500,000.
So let me tell you how this weekend, like so many people discovered, oh, Kyle Juszczyk has a wife who's really, really talented and beautiful and like has a great Instagram. And they all started following her. If you're a toaster, you already knew that. Like you were kind of ahead of the game. We talk about Kristen Juszczyk all the time. She is a toaster. She's the best. And she's always like posting really cute reels. She like goes vintage shopping, finds like old, because her husband plays on the 49ers, these old like jackets and jerseys, and she totally reworks them into like a pair of boots. Like it's insane what she does.
Yeah, like every Sunday when she goes to her husband's game, she wears like a fit that she designed herself, made from like reworked vintage jerseys or just regular jerseys, like always something so sickening. And then in the last few weeks, she's been making for other people too. Simone Biles wore one of her vests.
Right, when Simone Biles wore and like ordered from her, like it was such a big deal.
And Brittany Mahomes had worn something by her. And then this weekend, both Taylor and Brittany wore coats with their husband's jerseys designed by Kristen. And because it was like the coldest game ever, it was like negative 30 degrees. So all eyes were on the jackets. Like, what is Taylor going to wear? And she just wore one of her best outfits, period, to the games. And everyone was like, who's that girl? It's Kristen.
And I'm just obsessed with like monitoring how it's impacting Kristen Juszczyk. Before this saga, she had 113,000 followers. As of this very moment, she has 520,000. Like, that's insane.
Wow, that's amazing. Also, they're going doubly viral because her husband, Kyle, is commenting on every post about Taylor's jacket being like, made by the great Kristen Juszczyk. That's my girl.
He was not going to let any Taylor Swift fan account, any major media's news account, he was not going to let them talk about Taylor Swift's outfit without giving credit to his wife. And we stan. We stan.
Yeah, so now he's going viral for being just like a supportive king. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And I really hope that it leads to, like, Kristen Juszczyk should be designing, like, women's apparel for NFL.com.
Right. So a lot of people are, like, wanting to place orders, but she doesn't, like, own a company. It's really virtually impossible to sell sportswear, like, with NFL logos on it because of the licensing. They do not let anyone do that. She just makes stuff for herself and for her friends. So it's not like a business, but everyone's like, please like start a business. She literally can't.
Right. But they should hire her if they're smart.
So the NFL should really hire her as like a creative director of their merch. Cause like, I feel like the website,
women's,
it's disgusting.
Like, are you trying to buy a women's t-shirt?
Disgusting.
Just the shape of it.
I wonder if they've reached out like at all. I should ask her.
But there's, Yeah, let's manifest it.
Yeah, like she needs a gig. Like there is work for her to be, there's work to be done. Like the NFL merch is horrible.
Especially for women.
Yeah.
And now like, that we're all obsessed with football, like we'd like a little something to wear.
No, it's true. Somebody really should like jump on this. Like Fanatics, that company, like they sell merch too. Like somebody needs to jump on and like bring her on as like a designer.
Yeah, 100%. Also, Taylor Lautner was wearing her jacket the next night to the Detroit Lions game. It was Lar vs. Det.
It was Lar vs. Det. And we need to talk about football because a lot is going on. First is that the Eagles lost last night.
Yeah, well, we have an Eagles story. So save your thoughts on the Eagles. Second is that the Cowboys lost so momentously. It was a depressing evening in my house.
Who did they lose to?
The Packers.
Oh, right. And now the Niners are playing the Packers.
Yeah, it was really sad. And I kept asking Zach all these hypothetical questions. And like, he was literally like, go away.
Shut up, bitch.
But no, he didn't say that. He wasn't.
I didn't think he actually said it.
He wasn't verbally abusive. He was just like.
Well, that's good. That is good. Thank you. That's good.
I was like, would you rather lose by so much.
God, you sound annoying. Like you do. You said, would you rather.
Would you rather lose by so much? Like there was no chance of winning.
It's a good question.
Oh, okay, thanks. Or like win, it's the tightest game and like they pull out a touchdown and you were so close to winning. Like, I feel like that's more frustrating.
It's worse. I would rather lose by like 50.
Yeah, where there was like no other parallel universe where we win.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's a good question.
But still, it was really, it was also sad because I felt like we were saying how the Cowboys like weren't a good enough team to be in the playoffs. And right. Like, that proved that. Like, they could not hold their own.
So
whatsoever.
What you're saying is, like, we are analysts.
Oh, for sure. Well, we're analyzing whether it's good or bad. We are analyzing.
I do feel like it's really important. And a lot of people, like, especially from the debt area, are really mad at us. Because we talk so much about football, like, who we think. And we've really, I don't even think we've uttered the words Detroit Lions on this show. And they're amazing. Like, they really are. But, like, in my mind, and especially in, like, how the NFL and the teams, like, relate to the culture, I honestly, the Detroit Lions, like, might as well be invisible. Like,
I don't give the Detroit Lions a first thought, let alone a second thought. I could go years without ever thinking about the Detroit Lions.
No, and honestly, if I didn't follow Taylor and Taylor Lautner on Instagram, like, I might not even know that Detroit had a team. Like, that's how irrelevant they really are.
But one thing that is in their column that I now know is that they're a team with a vowel in the middle of their acronym.
You love.
Thus making them the debt.
So I just really want to quickly look something up because I think I really truly stand by the fact, especially now that the Eagles lost, because in order to make the Super Bowl, the 49ers would have had to have beaten the Eagles and they lost to them last year. So I do firmly believe that the Niners are going to be playing the Ravens in the Super Bowl. Like, that's what I think.
I think that's a really good guess. And then maybe Det will be in the semifinals.
So that's what I wanted to know, like, how the Det team like plays into this, like what division they're in and stuff.
Oh, they'll be their own conference champions, but who do they have to go up against? The 49ers or the Ravens?
Wait, so what was the question?
It's a hard question. Take your time.
Detroit.
Which conference?
What's their name? Lions?
Yeah.
The Lions are in NFC North.
Okay, and then search what the 49ers are in. And God forbid it was just like East versus West.
No, and there's divisions. Like, this
God
makes
forbid
so sense.
We could look at a map of America and know.
NFC West. No, wait, sorry. Okay. Lions are NFC North. Niners are NFC West.
Okay, so they'll have to play each other for the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I guess.
That makes sense to me. And if that's wrong, then it just doesn't make sense. Because AFC.
And I was saying this yesterday to my close personal friend, Kristen Juszczyk, because we were just talking about like how amazing like what's happening. And I said, like, good things happen to people in waves. Like, you have like a really good year, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like between the Taylor Swift effect and the 49ers, like, just being so good, I really feel like the 49ers could, like, I feel like this, it's their time. I really do.
The juju is strong. And like for Olivia and Christian getting engaged and they're getting married soon. Like, there's just so many simchas for the 49ers.
No, I really, truly, honestly believe it's their time.
And Nick Bosa being in a Skims campaign, when it rains, it pours.
Huge. Huge thighs.
I think it's their time too.
I do. I really, really do. And that's not just because, obviously, like, we're close personal friends with so many of the, you know, players. It has nothing to do with that. Like, I really just
believe.
The Toast
is kind of the official podcast of the 49ers.
For sure. When I was in Mexico this weekend on Sunday, like, during the day, they set up, like, a big TV so everybody could watch the games. And, you know, I was, like, chatting football with some folks. And I was like, oh, who's your team? And they were like, who's your team? And I said, the 49ers. And they were like, oh, are you from the Bay Area? I'm like, no. They're like, so why the 49ers? And, like, I had to say, like, I'm the official podcast of the 49ers. That's why.
Yeah, it's the most toasters per density.
Per capita.
Per capita in the locker room.
Exactly.
And that, and I feel like debt has the least, honestly.
Debt has the least. Exactly.
They're in debt.
To us.
Sorry to all our Lions fans.
Yeah, it's on your time. But you know what? It might be.
What we used to say wasn't 49ers time, and look at us singing a different tune.
Exactly. We have, like, a pretty good sort of gauge on these types of things.
Yeah. And the Kansas City Chiefs won their game.
Yeah. Who'd they play? Bills. No.
No, Bills.
They're playing the Bills next. That's going to be a hard game, by the way. Like, I think the Chiefs and the Bills, it's anyone's game. And
especially because I think the Chiefs, the Chiefs played the Dolphins, which was impossible. It's negative 30 degrees. The Dolphins play in the heat. The Chiefs are used to the cold. I also saw a reel about Dolphin Stadium. The way that it was built is that the sun shines on the opposing team's side the entire game. They have sun in their eyes and they're hotter than the other side where it's shady.
Okay, that's giving, like, cheater.
It's giving home court advantage.
Wait, that's, like, really low-key crazy because, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, when the Patriots were deflating those balls. Like, a very small detail, but it is considered cheating. Okay.
No, but, like, it's not. They.
Well, I guess, like, how can you.
They're playing chess. By the way,
I don't know if I believe that because games are at 1, 4, or 8. Like, the sun is at a different spot.
Well, that's between a lie. 1 and 4, but it's still coming in at an angle. Or it's overhead. No. I'm just telling you what I saw in the reel.
Okay, the reel is
fake. And then
they
don't play the second half of the year where the sun's, like, on the other side.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
Let me Google it. Dolphin Stadium sun.
Cheat.
Dolphin Stadium sun sabotage.
By the way, title. Love. Say that again. It's 30 degrees hotter on the other side. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well. Wow. So that to me is such an extreme. I feel like if the Chiefs and the Finns had played in Florida, the Dolphins would have won.
I'm sorry. The Chiefs and the who?
The Finns. That's what we call them down here. And you know what we say? Finns up.
Okay, Alex Earl.
Okay, Ace Ventura.
Literally. It's giving Dan Marino and the Dolphin.
Yeah. But those are two teams that play in extreme weather. And that's a real home court advantage. So that's why the Chiefs versus Bills will be interesting because they're both cold weather players.
You're so right. And they're doing it in Buffalo. And there's a blizzard here. Like, interesting. Also, it's kind of like celebrity spouse versus celebrity spouse because let's not forget, Josh Allen is dating the beautiful Hailee Steinfeld. And they're, like, really low-key serious. And I'm obsessed.
Yeah. And it's like, is Taylor going to watch with her former friend Hailee?
Oh, by the way, totally forgot about, like, the history between those two. Oh my God, do you know what Tinks told me?
What?
And, like, it was a fact about Taylor Swift that, like, I didn't know.
Okay.
There was, like, a very brief period, like, maybe a week back in the day, where Taylor Swift dated Evan Spiegel. Did you know that?
No.
Is that crazy?
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, Tinks was full of them.
Oh, I'm sure. Tinks this, Tinks that. What about me?
I feel like all we talk about is Tinks these days.
Anyways, Tinks and Kristen Juszczyk. Sounds about right.
Okay, like, circling back, so happy for Kristen Juszczyk. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously. And the cream always rises, you guys.
It's so true.
Are you ready for our next story? More football news.
Yes.
Jason Kelce tells his teammates that he's retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Eagles. So the Eagles lost last night, and Jason announced to his teammates in the locker room that he will be retiring.
So obviously it's not a great way to go out, losing in the first round of the playoffs, especially when you made it to the Super Bowl last year. And I'm sure part of him last year was like, if I win the Super Bowl, I will retire. If I don't, I'll try one more time. Now, do you think it's better to have gone out, like, at the end of a season where you lose in the Super Bowl, or to go out at the end of a season where you lose in the first round of the playoffs?
It would have been a nicer story if it was last season. It was like him versus his brother. Even though he lost, I don't think of it as a loss, because like there's nothing more of a win than playing in the Super Bowl against your brother. And like it was all about his family. But I feel like athletes and just, you know, people in general just have a hard time like going out on top, because they think there's more to climb.
No, and the timing is really, really hard. And I just Googled it because I wanted to make sure, like, if he's ever won a Super Bowl. And he has. He won once in 2018.
Yeah, remember. Oh, you didn't watch their documentary yet. And he gave that big speech about Hungry Dogs.
Oh, no. I actually really do need to watch that stupid-ass documentary. Like,
you don't.
Let me say, it's probably way easier to, like, consider retiring when you have such a huge career outside of football, like between the podcast and like him just being like really a celebrity both in Philly but everywhere too. It's probably a lot easier to reconcile like the loss of income with the idea that you actually probably are now open to way more opportunities. I'm sure he would not have a hard time getting like a big broadcasting contract.
Oh yeah, people love him. For him, I don't think it's about the revenue. He, like, if you watch the documentary, which I don't think you need to do, like, he's really
normal.
Yeah, not about that. I'm sure he has more money than he'll ever need. And the podcast is really, he's got a career. Mm-hmm. And it is nice to not like worry what your next job is going to be. But he also has like a lot of investments in the, yeah, he does a lot of different things. He stays busy.
And then of course his music career.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll continue to do stuff like that. And he really is a celebrity. I mean, he's a celebrity, period, but he's like the mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's like a real, like a leader in his community.
He is, and he takes that seriously. So there's a lot waiting for him, but I'm sure it's hard. And you know, when you're an athlete, like it's not just you played in the NFL, like your entire life.
It's so true.
Your entire life, waking up, workouts, ice bath, cold plunge.
Yeah. But then it's like the first time that for a lot of them that they get to spend like a serious amount of time with their kids.
Yeah, but then you watch Tyson Fury's documentary and you got to get back out there. It's too much time with your kids.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's hard for people who are like going to stop or slow down even.
And it wasn't a great year for the Eagles. I feel like they started out really on top and just slowly, like they couldn't get their act together and they kind of were just this discombobulated mess.
Yeah, but maybe he'll come back like Tom Brady style.
No, he's like like Jason Kelce is really serious. Like when he says something, he means it.
Yeah, and this is not a decision he takes lightly, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back.
No, but that's what happens. It's really hard to slow down, and then they're like, well, maybe I should just play more.
It's also weird, like, because the Kelce family are from Ohio. Like, that's their home. Mm-hmm. But he spent 13 years in Philly. Like, do you stay in Philly?
I saw something, but nothing reputable, nor that I clicked. It might have just been like a Facebook, you know, one of those like fake headlines to get you to click about how he's moving out of Philly.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Like, how would we know that?
And where does Donna live?
I feel like she lives in Philly too.
But also his wife is a Philly girl. I think they'll stay.
And like the kids have lived there for 13 years. Well, not 13, but you know what I mean? Like they're in school and stuff.
Yeah, I think that they will stay there, even though the family should be together.
I feel like he's kind of going to become to the Eagles what Tony Romo is to the Cowboys, you know?
Yes, an elder statesman.
An elder statesman, and he is the like official broadcaster for a certain network when the Cowboys play.
Oh, that's why to me, Tony Romo's always the broadcasting.
No, because you only watch a Cowboys game in your house.
Interessant.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Who am I?
Zach told me a fun fact.
What?
Fun fact, that for the last 2 years, the color of the Super Bowl logo...
Yes,
being the team colors that played.
And it's Ravens and Niners this year. That's like kind of weird.
It's because NFL is scripted.
The NFL is scripted. Who am I? Cowboys.
Harry.
Yeah. Harry's favorite word is Cowboys because Zach is like infiltrating and making sure that Harry grows up knowing like this is a Cowboys house. And anytime he sees someone playing a sport or literally the color blue.
All football to him is Cowboys.
Cowboys.
And it was funny because when Dallas lost, I was like, well, Harry said the Cowboys lost. And he was like, no, because to him, the Green Cowboys won.
Right. They're all Cowboys.
They are all Cowboys.
I think we're all Cowboys.
I think we all want to be Cowboys.
I don't even know if the Cowboys want to be Cowboys, you know?
Anything can happen.
No, it's so true. And to make the playoffs, really, it's like an honor to be nominated.
Yeah. Came further.
Right. As long as you're always getting better.
Yeah. But it's time for, you know, a serious change. I have no idea what needs to change.
I think maybe Jason Kelce needs to take his talents to...
to Dallas. Maybe a new coach. I don't know who the coach is.
No, actually, I was reading something about a general manager.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Cowboys don't have one.
Because Jerry takes it on.
And I trust Jerry. I just want to say, like, I look at Jerry and I say that man knows what he's doing. But the fans, like, who are upset with the lack of progress, they say, we want a GM. Now, I don't really know what a manager is going to do. Like, I just think, don't you need, like, better players? But yeah. Maybe I just don't know enough about football.
Also, it's like, okay, Dallas didn't go where they wanted to go, but it's not like they were last. Like, no, why do they need to upheave their entire system?
But the Jets don't? Like, please, okay?
Right, like, they did okay. They made it to the playoffs, the middle of the pack.
No, it's so true. They don't need
full upheaval. Just like,
and they had a winning record. They were like 12-4. That's really good.
We'll do better next year.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it needs to be a referendum on Jerry.
No, it's so true. Like, leave Jerry alone.
Leave Jerry alone.
Leave him alone.
Are you ready for our next story?
What number is this? Three?
Three.
Sorry, Trace.
Yeah. We always like to inject a little Spanish on the show.
I literally, like, am Spanish.
Even
because
La Turd.
Right, no, and everyone thinks I'm Spanish because Claudia is like a Latin name. And I feel like actually I am.
Okay.
Like when I was in Mexico.
Are you the Rachel Dolezal?
Yes.
Of Spanish? You're Hilaria.
Yes. But my name is actually Claudia.
You're Claudia Baldwin.
I guess it would be like the equivalent of me like introducing myself as Claudia.
Yeah.
That's Hillary, Hilaria, Claudia, Claudia.
No, but you didn't have to change any letters. You don't have to change any Morgan letters.
It's true. It's just my intonation.
Yeah.
Well, está en la casa.
Our next story is just a little award show recap from the weekend because there were many award shows that took place. Last night was the Emmys. Then there was the Critics' Choice.
Which apparently, like, we all watch now. Okay.
Chelsea Handler hosted that. Emmys was a no-host situation. I didn't watch.
Yeah, obviously, like, hosting is kind of the name on everyone's lips. That's, like, why people are tuning in. And I think a lot of people actually did tune in to the Critics' Choice Awards. One, because it was the first show after the Golden Globes, and, like, you wanted to compare hosts. And, of course, Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy dated very seriously for, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they did back-to-back award shows, and one of them flopped, like, people wanted to see what she would do.
Battle of the Exes.
Now, I watched her monologue. It was, like, harmless. It was funny. Like, she just did the job, you know? Is it going to be talked about for years? No. But she did a good job. She didn't yell at anyone. She didn't have a breakdown. And people, for the most part, seemed to really like her jokes. Like, in the audience, they were having a good time.
Yeah.
Now, of course, like, it just makes the whole Joe Coy thing, like, even worse. Like, your ex-girlfriend, like, could do it and you couldn't, you know?
Yeah, and it's just... I toy between being like, it's a thankless job. Everybody hates you no matter what you do. And also being like, a thankless job. Try coal mining. All you have to do is tell a couple jokes and that's your trade. You just have to make people laugh. You have endless fodder. You're on a huge stage. It's a great platform to launch yourself, especially anyone would kill for that opportunity. What are you doing complaining?
No, it's so true. No,
and if it's really so hard, like, hit the mines.
Mine a coal. Mine a coal.
Yeah, right. Like, I go back and forth.
Yeah, no. When I first came on the show to recap Joe Coy, my mindset was like, it's a thankless job. Like, people just should have laughed and like moved on. But then you were really put everything in perspective. Like, it's actually probably the best job in the world. It's a job where you have an entire team of writers. So if you don't want to write jokes, like, you don't have to. The best joke wins. Two, the hardest part of doing stand up is memorizing your jokes and writing your jokes. Two things you don't have to do when you have a gig like this. You have a teleprompter and you have a team of writers. You get like full glam. Like, it sounds amazing actually. And it's a platform for literally someone like Joe Coy, who maybe not everyone tuning in knew of. It's like the biggest stage. So I actually, my mind completely changed and I agree with you.
Thank you. So yeah, that's where I've landed. And now it's just like award show season. There were a couple standout moments from the Emmys. Suki Waterhouse arrived bumping to the gods.
Bumping to the gods.
Yeah. Christina Applegate received a standing ovation as a presenter, made some jokes. She's a queen.
She said it was ableist for everybody to be giving her a standing ovation because she can't stand without a cane. Like, obsessed.
Yeah.
Like that's and it's funny. Like that's,
and also she didn't write that joke because she didn't know they would all be standing. So that's just like someone being funny.
Yeah, and then she was like, sorry, my body's not by Ozempic, because I think like the illness that she has like makes her gain weight, and she's just like she's just leaning in, like whatever.
Yeah.
And like she was being funny, off the cuff, improv queen, like we stan.
There was also drama between Bella Ramsey and Ariana DeBose from the Critics' Choice Awards.
Yeah, it's giving like major loser on loser crime. I don't care.
Yeah. And, you know, the stars were out. I didn't watch
either of them. So yeah. I'm so sorry. Like not doing my job as a pop culture commentator, but.
No, we watched that other one.
Yeah. I feel like the Golden Globes was like enough for me, Diana. I'll watch the Oscars and the Grammys.
Yeah.
I feel like Critics' Choice is definitely not required viewing, and the Emmys really aren't either.
Yeah. There were some nice looks though. Everyone's been looking nice lately, and I appreciate that.
By the way, did you see what happened to Kelty Knight on the red carpet?
That she lost her diamond?
Yeah, her diamond, 4-carat diamond, like fell out of the setting of her ring. And like, she literally hasn't found it.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? I'm sure she has it insured, but like, that sucks.
Yeah, that really does.
Damn. Oh my God, I totally forgot to wear my rings today. I am still married. Just wanted to say.
I don't know. He was spotted with a woman's luggage.
In Nordstrom.
He was spotted shopping in Nordstrom with a bag full of bikinis.
It's true. No comment.
Are you ready for our next story?
No.
No. You don't look ready.
So I'm not.
I'll let you get ready.
Okay, hold on. I'm really not ready.
Take your time, La.
These next two stories are brought to you by Dermalogica, specifically the Daily Microfoliant, which is a favorite among fans of the brand. So it's activated with water. If you are into exfoliating, which I'm obsessed with exfoliating my face, I happen to love the Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. It's not like others, you know? You like mix it, you feel like a chemist. You like it's like this little powder and it's kind of grainy.
It's Elizabeth Sott.
Yes. You add water and like mix it up in your hands and then it becomes like foamy and stuff. And it's safe to use every day. So I really love to exfoliate my face, but a lot of them are really harsh and you can't do it more than like twice a week. The Daily Microfoliant is suitable for all skin types, even sensitive skin. And some of the benefits are improved skin smoothness. You can reduce blackheads. It visibly brightens skin, minimizes the look of dark spots. So Dermalogica is a professional grade skincare brand whose products are designed to treat your unique skin concerns. I feel like Dermalogica is just a brand that's trusted. So whatever it is that you need, I trust Dermalogica brands. Like whenever I need a new cleanser or whatever it is, like I go there. And I happen to love the Daily Microfoliant, and that's how I learned about the brand because it kind of went viral on TikTok and everybody was talking about it. So that's how I eventually, you know, got involved. So visit Dermalogica.com for more information and a free gift with a $20 or more purchase at checkout. So Dermalogica is spelled DermalogicaCom. So visit Dermalogica.com for more information and a free gift with $20 or more purchase at checkout. Today's episode is also brought to you by Skims. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear and bras for everybody. So there's so many collections that I feel like go really viral, but currently I'm in my Fits Everybody collection. My favorite bras are from the Fits Everybody collection. I love everything from this collection. It's so well made. It's the best t-shirt bra I've owned. I wear it every day. It comes in, by the way, I feel like Skims is, everybody talks like all about Skims, but they don't talk about how every one of their products comes in like 1,000 colors.
Yeah.
It's not just beige. It's sand. Like they have like 1,000 different beiges.
Top.
And then 1,000 different blacks. Because you really do need onyx. I love onyx. That's my favorite color. I feel like you really do need like so many different colors of underwear and bras for different outfits. And they really, they get it. So the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra is a favorite of Jackie and I. If you have like real breasts, you know, like women's breasts, breasts that maybe don't stand up on their own all the time, breasts that maybe hurt your back. Like
breasts that need a hand.
Breasts that need a helping hand. That Skims should use as their slogan. They're made with innovative technology. They give you the best shape and support. Every bra is designed with the comfiest, softest material, so you feel like you're wearing nothing at all. And their bras are available in 62 sizes. They go from 30A to 46H. Believe the hype. Skims has over 1,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Their Skims bras are now available at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders of over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that the Toast sent you. After you placed your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for a gift for Valentine's Day for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine's shop ever, also available at skims.com.
Great, thank you. Before we get to the last two stories, two bits of news that I just, when I checked my phone, I saw. One, Kylie dyed her hair pink.
Oh, I know. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
What, you're not?
No, I mean, I love everything she does, but I feel like it's incongruous to this era that she's in of just being like kind of like demure Timothy's lady.
Oh, I totally disagree. Because I feel like, while yes, she's been dressing like very demure Timothy's lady, she's just kind of in this like free era. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, for
she's
sure.
just doing whatever the fuck she wants, like going to the Emmys and being on TV for 3 hours. Like, that's not something she would ever do. And I love, like, I first of all, I loved that King Kylie era where she wore wigs and had different colored hair all the time. Like, that was so iconic. And now it's like more mature King Kylie era. I love it.
No, it's exciting, and I'll change. I'd love to see it, and I look forward to following her in this journey. I hope it's not just like a wig for a shoot, and then like tomorrow she's back to the black of hair.
It did not look like a wig, but her wigs never do.
Right, so we'll see.
What was the second piece of news?
Oh, something that I've been obsessed with all weekend that I know you don't care about, but I'm sure there are people out there who do, is Ballerina Farm has given birth. She gave birth 2 weeks ago, but she's also hosting the Miss America pageant in Las Vegas, and this woman is not real.
Like, okay, I went on a Ballerina Farm stalking rampage the other day.
This woman deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, she just gave birth. She has 7 children. She makes her own food and kills her own game. And she is hosting Miss Universe. She looks Mrs. America. She looks unreal. She's just Jackie, not real.
I feel like she has 8 kids because I stalked her and then I stalked her husband and his bio said father of 8.
Maybe it was 7 going on 8.
Right.
She gave birth at home, no medication. Like, she's just not a real person.
Okay. Also, I want to talk about Ballerina Farm.
I could talk all day about Ballerina Farm, and I'm glad that you're in the mix.
No, because
Eight littles.
I was reading this article about her, and you know how, like, when anybody, especially like a digital person, mostly a woman, has like a scandal attached to them, they absolutely like have to reference it in the first sentence of the article.
Oh, yes. I know the drama about her.
So the drama is that her husband is rich. Her husband's dad, like, started JetBlue or something. Like, they're really, really wealthy. And so that's, like, her scandal.
Right.
That's, like, not a scandal. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's not illegal to be rich.
No, so I guess...
Like, what, we're just jealous. Like...
Oh, for sure. But this is the host... And she has a $20,000 stove, and no one will ever let her forget it. I think people's
issue... By the way, that's, like, literally not a lot of money relative to how much money she has.
Right. People's issue is that she's like promoting this very difficult lifestyle while like
she's not promoting it. She's literally just living it. People happen to care.
Claudia, I stand with Ballerina Farm.
No, I know you're just like telling me what the discourse is, but people are dumb and stupid and ugly.
Why does she have to live a certain way just because she has money? Like,
no, and it's like,
and it's also not her, like, you don't know how they live.
The way this article was like, you know, even though like it's like, how you would, like, I'm sorry, like, I'm having a stroke, I can't talk. It was so stupid, like, the fact that that's attached to her as, like, her big scandal. And, like, it somehow, like, invalidates everything she does.
It invalidates everything she does, which is crazy. Gave birth 8 times.
But, like, everybody's, like, eat the rich. Like, the rich are so wasteful. Like, this girl's literally living the opposite of that life. Like, I'm sure she doesn't fly private, you know? Like, they're literally doing the opposite of what people hate rich people for. You know, like, excessive wealth and abundance of things that they don't need. Very wasteful, multiple homes, carbon footprint. Like, she's doing the opposite.
Right.
And she's the devil. Like, I can't.
Right.
Like,
she's raising cattle. She's making her jealous. Own bread.
So jealous. Oh, yes. They're so jealous.
Yeah.
I am.
No, but she also, like, does it all, because then she also got a spray tan. I'm like, yes, queen. Relatable.
Oh, wait. She got a spray tan?
She got a spray tan for Mrs. America.
Oh, of course, of course.
But, like, literally, this
what's with you and Mrs. America? Is it a pageant of married women? It's Miss America.
No. She's Mrs. America. Not Miss America. Miss
America was this weekend.
No. It's a pageant of married women.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Mrs. America.
Yeah.
There's Miss America and Mrs. And she has been Mrs. America. Now she's going to, you know, support. Because it was like Mrs. Universe or something. Mrs. Okay. World.
Oh my God, I didn't know that they made a pageant, like, for Mrs.
Yeah, and there's honestly, like...
Jackie, should we enroll?
We should. If I had to scour
the... You could be Mrs. Florida and I could be Mrs. New York. That would be a dream.
If I had to scour the entire country for a woman who is Mrs. America... And embodies what you would aspire a Mrs. America to be. It's right Ballerina here. Farm. No, I'm right and here. I'm so glad that she, like, found her way to that path. I'm so impressed by this woman. It's not real.
She's insane. I saw her making this, like, lemon curd. Well, I was looking through, like, her reels, and one of them had 30 million views. I'm like, oh, which one is this? And it was literally just a recipe of her making, like, a lemon cake. And it, like, wasn't even, like, that high quality. Like, people just die for her. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, and everything she does, just like, it looks, it's aesthetic, but like, it's really not, because it's just like, where her and her house. She lives in Utah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then also, so there's like this, now that I engage with Ballerina Farm so often, she's one of my most interacted with, there is like this trend on social media of trad wives.
What does that stand for?
I think traditional wives.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw this. Trad.
Trad. It's that's like the thing. And I see other trad wives, and a lot of it, some of it's like put on, because like they like go and buy these like huge dresses that like.
Yeah, right.
And they put like on an apron. It's aprons. Like costume.
It's cosplay.
Yeah, but it's nice, and they cook and they put it all in the Bell Mason jar.
Yeah, oh my, they love a Mason jar.
And they're always like, you know, boiling peaches.
Yeah.
And the sleeves are puffy.
Yeah.
And it's nice. And I think it's like, in the way of fashion influencer, like people distill from that something they can take away into their everyday life, whether it's just a new trend, like, oh, I'm going to wear a belt. What if I wore this hat to the party tonight? Like, people follow trad wives, and it's like, hey, maybe I will cook dinner.
Maybe.
That's like me.
Trad wife. That's literally you.
I'm a trad wife.
Like, kind of, but because you like cook a lot and like you're like a mom and stuff, but you also work, which is kind of like the opposite.
I'm a homemaking trad wife, but it's just like, there's not enough time in the day. You're literally the definition
of a modern woman. Like, you're a trad wife who has like a business.
Yeah. But these trad wives on Instagram, like, it's their business too. You know, it's not just like they're home all day. They're also making content.
So they're not trad wives. I'm sorry, trad wives don't work.
It's inherently contradictory.
It is. But maybe that's like the new kind of, like a new age for women, like having it all, you know, being a trad wife who makes a living.
Yeah, because also then you don't have to sell your wares at the market if you're making.
I'm sorry, what?
Like, I feel like traditionally a trad wife, if they weren't filming themselves, they would make their jarred goods and they would go and sell their wares at the market.
No, that's no. A trad wife like waits at home and cooks and cleans and waits for the husband to come home, like very mad.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like a homesteading trad wife, like doing it all, the most.
This conversation is not English. A homesteading trad wife?
Yeah, like Ballerina Farm's a homesteading trad wife. She doesn't just like sit at home and make Betty Crocker.
Title, homesteading trad wife?
Greater than. Except you don't let us use greater than symbols in our title because you can't put in YouTube.
I just like also, I'm over the greater than.
Oh.
I'm over this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, who does that?
Not me anymore.
Not a homesteading trad wife. But anyways, a trad wife like could be like, you know, someone who makes Betty Crocker hamburger helper. Like Ballerina Farm would literally never.
Never.
I'm glad that you came around to her ways. She's so impressive.
Also, tell me who she looks like and why is it Kelsey Owens from Siesta King?
That's good. That's good.
They're twins.
So Mazel Tov on the birth of her baby.
Beautiful.
Ballerina. I wonder if she likes podcasts.
Like, I don't know why. I just like feel like she doesn't have electricity. Like, I know she does. No,
but like, she does. Like, she has the Duna stroller. Like,
no, and she literally has like a tripod because she makes content.
Right. But, and like I said, she got a spray tan.
She got a spray tan, right.
And she took a plane to Las Vegas.
Private or commercial?
Unclear, but the photos, like it looked like a regular airport.
Well, I would assume she would fly JetBlue.
Right. No, but it was giving, like all those articles, like former, you know, where like he started it, but maybe he got like McDonald's out of it.
Right.
Anyways, let's move on to the next story. I'll pick up. Yeah. We'll come back to her tomorrow.
We'll circle back.
This next story is one of my favorite stories, my favorite kind of story. Aubrey O'Day has been slammed as disrespectful for captioning her thirst traps with an MLK quote yesterday.
Oh, that is disrespectful.
So yesterday, Aubrey O'Day posted a 10-slide carousel in promotion of her OnlyFans, very seductive, sultry photos. No. And the caption is, quote, "Our lives begin to end."
I was going to guess.
Oh.
Only light can drive out darkness.
No, like, that like would have been better. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Martin Luther King Jr. That's the whole caption.
And I do wonder, like, how she thought that related to, like, obviously it's beyond inappropriate and out of touch, but that's not really my concern. Like, I can understand why she wouldn't understand that. But I'm just curious how it relates to the pictures. Like, your caption is reflective of what the photos consist of.
Yes, but I do feel like people have become accustomed to just like putting a quote on a photo. And if you go down that rabbit hole too far without picking your head up, it's like, okay, here are my photos of the day. And what's a good quote of this day? MLK day. MLK quote.
No, I'm sorry. This is really crazy. Like,
oh, no. It's really insane. Crazy. But I'm just saying, like, I could see how someone could get so caught up in, like, Instagram quote culture that they miss that this is not the move.
Right. Like, this is somebody quoting, like, too close to the sun.
Yeah. Because it's like, okay, I do a daily quote. Maybe I should do, like, a daily quote for the day that this is.
Right.
Which is MLK Day. Let me find a quote that resonates with me.
Now, I think that this is, you know, reprehensible. It's also extremely on brand for Aubrey O'Day. Like, I actually don't think this will affect her standing in culture, like, whatsoever. Because she's just kind of, like, known as, like, this hot mess.
Yeah. And now everyone's talking about it. It was all in promotion of her OnlyFans. Like, when you swipe through the carousel, there's a card that, like, is, like, a meme about her OnlyFans. So here we are, like, furthering promoting her OnlyFans. It's kind of brilliant.
She reminds me a lot of Larsa Pippen.
Oh, yeah.
Just similar energies, similar bodies, similar, you know.
Similar work. Energy, yeah. Though Larsa similar would work. Never.
Larsa would never know. Larsa's like a queen. Also, I saw something on TikTok today that made me giggle so hard. Justin Timberlake's like out here on TikTok, like making hype videos that he's releasing a new album. And it's like, the way we don't care is so amazing to me. Like, in any other year, if somebody was, if anybody of similar like size to Justin Timberlake like started teasing a new album for the first time in many, many years, like it would be news. This TikTok was like days old.
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard about it.
You know who I have to ask? My husband. Your husband. That's my like litmus test. Like if my husband cares about, because he loved Justin Timberlake back in the day. So it's like, does he still have fans? I will know if I ask my husband.
The rise and fall of Justin Timberlake should be studied by scientists. It's so crazy how literally people were like, he's Michael Jackson. Like in that video, Vanguard, Michael Jackson, like Michael Jackson, king of pop. Like, first of all, who the fuck wants to be the next Michael Jackson? He was literally a pedophile. Nevertheless, I digress. The way he went from that to like not being able to get fucking arrested is truly, it needs to be studied. It's a case study in what not to do.
Yeah, but for so long,
he was
what to do. He's how you transition from a boy band to a solo artist.
Mm-hmm. He was like the blueprint. I feel like I've been saying like a lot today. I really need to stop. I keep feeling myself saying it.
I didn't notice.
We've gotten so much better at that.
Don't jinx it.
We are far from perfect, but I don't know how the fuck people used to listen to the show like 5 years ago.
I feel as though that
the culture?
No, people who listened to us when we spoke like that were in the same boat as us. And I'm sure they've improved too. And then also it's just more pleasant for everyone now that we speak like this. But we were younger and I think younger people speak like that and our audience was younger. But now we're all growing.
Yeah. Growing, we do it every day.
Our fifth and final story is a little royal family news because I absolutely need to talk about my kings and queens. So literally. There's, you know, always just rumors, but I thought this one was interesting. Queen Elizabeth was allegedly infuriated over Harry and Meghan's claim that she approved them naming their daughter Lilibet.
No.
Yeah, so the late Queen Elizabeth was infuriated that Meghan and Harry claimed that she gave their blessing for their daughter to be named Lilibet. There's a new book. That's why there's all these rumors right now. There's a new book that's out called Charles III, New King, New Court, The Inside Story. Because there was also another book that came out like a few weeks ago by Omid Scobie about like Meghan and Harry. And there was
like, did you see the drama about the translation?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
In one of the like translated copies.
Versions.
It like, said who made the comment about Archie's skin color.
And who was it?
I forget. A lot of the places wouldn't publish it because it's libel.
Right. I feel like it was Camilla. No, I don't remember who it was. Isn't that crazy? Because there was a time where
Charles.
Yeah, there was a time where like that piece of information was what I needed to know. Like, yeah. If I could find out anything in this world, like I would want to know who said it.
Yeah. So there's this new book, and one of the allegations in it is that the Queen was very mad that they said that they got her approval. Apparently, one member of the staff privately recalled that the Queen had been as angry as I ever saw her when they announced that. In the excerpt, it said, that they called the queen to let her know, like, we had the baby and we're naming it after you. But, like, in a situation like that, you don't ask, can we name it? And you don't say, no, you can't. You know what I mean? So then it came out that it was Lilibet. And then they had said that they asked the queen if they could use the name. And this person's saying they never asked.
Okay. It sounds like a little bit like semantics. And also, this is tough. Because now I'm, like, seeing things through the lens of The Crown.
I'm seeing everything through the lens of this last season of The Crown. And
just based on the part where I'm at, I feel like I could actually see a world in which, like, Harry hates his grandma.
Yeah, I don't know why I had the idea that Harry was the queen's favorite, like, because he was always, like, this, like, jokester, young, and they had a funny relationship. And I know The Crown is not entirely truthful, but I don't think that's the case. Like, I think her, I mean, what we see in The Crown is that, like,
because Elizabeth represents everything that, like, killed Diana.
Yeah, no, on both ends, like, I mean, but I think Harry respects his grandma, but I don't think they had, I think if anyone had a special relationship, it's Elizabeth and
William,
not only because they are in the same position, but they are of a very similar nature. You know, they both take very seriously what they're doing. And throughout the seasons of The Crown, they have, like, special, like, occasions or instances or conversations that, but I know that's also just the show, but they don't just pull shit out of thin air. Mm-hmm. But the way that the show, the last few episodes ended, like, it really left, you could see how the rift begins, like, especially between William and Harry, the way that it ends. The last episode is Camilla and Charles's wedding. That's where they decided to end the show. I actually thought it was a really nice place to end it.
By the way, I also didn't really realize how long it took for them to get married.
Yeah.
I just kind of assumed that him and Diana broke up and then, like, shortly after he got married to Camilla. But I guess it was, like, a really, really big deal that he got remarried.
No, and I don't know how the firm feels about this show, but it is so good for them.
For Charles.
First of all, Dominic West has made me like Charles so much.
I completely
agree.
As a
future king, as a father, I think he's, like, good on all of those counts. It makes me like him and Camilla so much.
I agree.
I feel like, you know, they probably feel like, oh no, The Crown, it's, like, this bad thing. But I think it's done so much good for their public perception. At least I know how I feel about them. And even as I was watching the entire show, I'm like, I love the queen, but I've always, like, disliked Charles because, like, he's Charles. But now that I'm done with it, I have, like, more respect for Charles and William and Kate. Those are the best episodes.
No, but also I think so many people dislike Charles because of Diana. But, and I don't know if this was the case in real life, but in the show, like, at the time of her death, like, they actually were in a really good spot in terms of, like, their relationship with one another and co-parenting and things like that. So it's also tough because I wasn't, like, alive or, like, conscious when it was happening in real time. So, like, really everything I know about this is from things like The Crown.
Yeah.
Back to Lilibet. I actually don't believe this.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's some things. They feel one way, they feel another way. But it is, when you think back on, like,
yes,
after watching this season, and they're really, like, sowing the seeds for Harry to be the rebel and leave, it's all just even weirder. Like, now that it's all brought to the fore again, just because I'm in this time period of, like, before he left and how it all went down, like, it's so crazy. Because even on The Crown, like, the smallest things are the biggest deal because it's headline news. And, like, when they exited, nothing on The Crown has ever been crazier, probably since the abdication.
No, or, like, Diana's death.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah, Meg's, it was crazy.
So that's just, like, where I am right now. And, like, I was here 4 years ago, but it's crazy all over again. So now I'm reading these headlines, I'm like,
yeah, no, it's hard, like, not to believe.
Whereas usually I'm like, tabloid trash, they don't know anything. Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
But it was such a delight to watch. I'm so glad that I made the time because it was fully immersive. The St. Andrews episodes of William and Kate, like, I was grinning from
the fashion show.
I was grinning from ear to ear.
Don't spoil.
From ear to ear. It was just lovely. We'll talk about the season when you're done with it.
Okay, I'm, like, now so excited.
Yeah, you should, like, go treat yourself today.
I will. I have, after this, I have an Amazon Live. Make sure to tune in. And then I'm going to spend the night watching The Crown because Ben's out of town and he doesn't watch it. And it's like so annoying. So like, when he gets in bed, I have to turn it off.
Unacceptable. He could learn a little something. I'm sure he'd love it.
I know. But he really should start from the beginning.
Yeah, I might. I mean, I have so many to rewatch, but that is on my rewatch list at some point. I mean, I have so many things to watch, like all the Housewives and everything. But like, I want to rewatch The Crown, but I think it's going to make me sad because she's no longer with us. Like when I watch those seasons, and I'm so glad I watched them when they were, when she was alive, because I had so much appreciation for her at the end of her life. But now it's like, it's just going to be such a reminder. Like it's such the end of an era. It's depressing.
Yeah. It's like really over. Well, those were the past five. You definitely needed to know every single one of them. I'm so glad to be back. We've got a great week of shows. Don't let us forget to do Queenie and Weenie of the Week on Friday. Mm-hmm. Hold us accountable.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast of Monday Morning Show. Okay, I have no voice. Like, yeah. I really, I'm not going to waste
my breath. And I got to go, and the episode's got to go up. Love ya. Bye.